On Friday, the president of Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, abruptly resigned amid financial turmoil and protest on campus. Miriam Mim Nelson had been at the epicenter of the controversy surrounding the private liberal arts school since January, when she first presented a plan for the college's future that hinged on finding a, quote, strategic partner to weather diminishing enrollment. The announcement, which was closely followed by a Board of Trustees vote to not accept a full fall 2019 class, provoked confusion, dismay, and organized protest from faculty, staff, students, and alumni. News of staff and faculty layoffs followed, prompting further outrage from the college community. On February 21st, in the wake of an attempted faculty vote of no confidence in her leadership and the announcement of the first round of staff layoffs, Nelson told WAMC that she was committed to the school and wasn't afraid to confront its challenges.
But I will say that this has shaken me, and it's shaken the senior leadership, and it's shaken the board. And I want to make sure that I'm effective, and if I'm not effective, then certainly I'll consider, you know, stepping down.
Her resignation came after a week when two board members resigned as well, including then-board chair Gay Hill, and was accompanied by the resignation of Kim Saul, a board vice chair and one of the proponents of the strategic partnership plan. Nelson wrote, "So long as I were to remain president of Hampshire, the community's feelings about me would be a distraction from the necessary work. I am confident a new leader will work within a more favorable environment and find the path to daylight that has eluded me. For now, that new leader is interim president Ken Rosenthal, one of the college's founders who literally wrote the book on Hampshire in the mid-60s, before the college admitted its first students in 1970. Rosenthal spoke with WAMC after being named Hampshire's temporary leader late Friday. He begins with his reaction to Nelson's resignation.
She's a wonderful woman. She was working under very difficult circumstances. She had trouble building support for some of her ideas, and I guess she felt that the circumstances were such that she needed to step away, and I respect that decision.
Stepping into the role of interim president, you're doing it at a very complicated time. There's been a lot of division in the community. What moves can you make to bring a little bit of healing to the Hampshire community?
Well, Hampshire always has lived in complicated times, and it's a place of many ideas strongly held. And what I'm hoping to do is persuade the community that working together, they can all help to define the Hampshire College that we want for the future. Hampshire was never intended to be a static institution. It was always intended to be re-envisioned from time to time, and this is one of those times. So it will take a lot of work, but I think what we've seen in the last couple of months is that alumni and students and faculty and staff very much love this place, wanted to continue with as much autonomy as it possibly can have, and that's what I hope to achieve.
Today, the board also voted to back a plan of independence for the college, effectively putting aside the plan advocated for by Nelson and other board leaders that would have called for a strategic partner to lead the college into the future. What does that mean for the college, and how, as interim president, can you facilitate that goal?
Well, I think now we know we want to focus on trying to imagine what Hampshire College is as an independent, autonomous college. No institution is totally independent. Hampshire, UMass, Amherst, Smith, and Mount Holyoke are all part of something called Five Colleges Incorporated. We support each other, and we thrive because we have each other. So Hampshire's independence is something that I think we can focus on with the help of the other colleges. Should there be a strategic partner or partners in the future, we'll address those when we come to them. But at the beginning, what we want to do is see how we can maintain as much of the autonomy as possible.
One of the most controversial parts of Nelson's plan involved a series of layoffs at the college, another round of which, the second, was scheduled to be at the end of April. Are those layoffs still going to happen?
It's much too early for me to have even thought about this now. I've been interim president for just a few hours, but we'll look at this very carefully. We have to take both the immediate needs of the college and the long-term needs of the college in view when we talk about layoffs. So we need to think about who will be needed here when we grow again, as I'm sure we will.
What are your immediate first steps as interim president?
First steps are talk to alumni this evening, students, faculty, and staff as soon as we can gather them, which will probably be Monday, and encourage them to understand that we have a long process to work on, but we'll do it together. We have a good model, I'm told. I haven't seen its current state for how autonomy can be maintained. It will require a lot of money, but it will. But once we know what that model will be, I think the money will come. You need to know what you want to donate to before you are willing to write a check to donate. And I think once we can define Hampshire College best, we will get the support we need.
In my conversations with students, faculty, staff, and alums, I've heard a lot of anguish and panic and confusion over the last few months. Can you take any steps to provide clarity to those groups about exactly what's been happening over the last few months and why it seems like this plan that seemed so certain just hours ago has now been abandoned?
Well, for one thing, I don't know that it has been abandoned. I was not at the board meeting. I'm not a trustee of Hampshire College, or at least I haven't been until I was just elected. So plans, I think abandonment may be the wrong word. I think it may be the idea that there would be an immediate major strategic partner maybe put aside for a while. But the first objective will be to try to maintain the autonomy of the college, and that's what we're going to focus on first. And that's what I want to tell the students, faculty, and staff, that they should be helping us work toward.
What do you think are the first steps in that process of working towards the kind of autonomy you're describing?
Well, we have a committee that was created to consider various options. They're going to be hearing what some of those options are, principally now just one, and then be talking with the community about what that is. I'm not familiar with it recently. I saw earlier versions of it, so I have a lot to learn, and so does the community, and we'll learn it together.